该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段录音播放两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
You look smart. Where are you going?
Today is my grandparents' golden wedding anniversary. All the family will be there, even my cousins who live in Australia.
You look smart. Where are you going?
Today is my grandparents' golden wedding anniversary. All the family will be there, even my cousins who live in Australia.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
Kingscliff Library, can I help you?
Yes, my library book is due back, but I had a bit of an emergency, and I can't come to return it. Can I renew it?
That's no problem. Kingscliff Library, can I help you?
Yes.My library book is due back, but I had a bit of an emergency, and I can't come to return it. Can I renew it?
That's no problem.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
Don't tell me you were at the office very late last night.
Yeah, I had to finish that report.
Be careful or you're gonna burn yourself out. Don't tell me you were at the office very late last night.
Yeah, I had to finish that report.
Be careful or you're gonna burn yourself out.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
Good morning. What can I get you today?
Eggs always sound good, but what do you suggest?
If you're really hungry, the pancakes or pies are wonderful.
I'll have a pancake, please, and a cup of milk.
Good morning. What can I get you today?
Eggs always sound good, but what do you suggest?
If you're really hungry, the pancakes or pies are wonderful.
I'll have a pancake, please, and a cup of milk.
听下面的录音，回答第五小题。
Will that be another unnecessary purchase?
No, it's something I really need.
Why do you need another coat? You already have many coats at home. Will that be another unnecessary purchase?
No, it's something I really need.
Why do you need another coat? You already have many coats at home.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。 听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间，每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi, this is Janet Sayers with Acme Supplies. We received your order yesterday. We have everything you requested except the printer. It's currently unavailable.
I'm sorry to hear that. Our current machine keeps breaking down. How soon do you think you'll have it?
Within a week. I can ship the rest of your order, and when the printer gets here, I'll send it by express delivery for no extra charge.
That's okay. Could you also call and let me know when it arrives on your end?
Hi, this is Janet Sayers with Acme Supplies. We received your order yesterday. We have everything you requested except the printer. It's currently unavailable.
I'm sorry to hear that. Our current machine keeps breaking down. How soon do you think you'll have it?
Within a week. I can ship the rest of your order, and when the printer gets here, I'll send it by express delivery for no extra charge.
That's okay. Could you also call and let me know when it arrives on your end?
Listen to the following recording. Answer the 8th and 9th 小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Thanks for coming to this exit interview, Ek. So let's start with the most important question. Why did you decide to leave?
Well, I got a better job at another company.
What makes that job more attractive?
Well, to be honest, I'll be doing the same work for more pay. Our pay here is below market rate, you know.
Yes, we've heard this comment from other departing employees. I'll be sure to pass it on to management again, though. Now, please tell me your impression of your manager. Thanks for coming to this exit interview, Ek. So let's start with the most important question. Why did you decide to leave?
Well, I got a better job at another company.
What makes that job more attractive?
Well, to be honest, I'll be doing the same work for more pay. Our pay here is below market rate, you know.
Yes, we've heard this comment from other departing employees. I'll be sure to pass it on to management again, though. Now, please tell me your impression of your manager.
听下面的录音，回答第十至第十二小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Do you know that Walt Disney won the most Oscar awards in history?
Yes, I do. I read the other day that he actually received a total of 26 Oscars. His first award was for the creation of Mickey Mouse. I think it was in 1932 or in 1933, and the last one was for Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day in 1969.
Wait a second, Tony. Didn't Walt Disney die in 1966?
I'm not sure of the exact year he died, but I do know he won his last award after his death.
That's amazing. Well, I'm not really a fan of Mickey Mouse, but I watched Winnie the Pooh and The Blustery Day online with my kids last year, and I must say, I really enjoyed it.
I agree. Of all Walt Disney films, Winnie the Pooh is my favorite.
Do you know that Walt Disney won the most Oscar awards in history?
Yes, I do. I read the other day that he actually received a total of 26 Oscars. His first award was for the creation of Mickey Mouse. I think it was in 1932 or in 1933. And the last one was for Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day in 1969.
Wait a second, Tony. Didn't Walt Disney die in 1966?
I'm not sure of the exact year he died, but I do know he won his last award after his death.
That's amazing. Well, I'm not really a fan of Mickey Mouse, but I watched Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day online with my kids last year, and I must say, I really enjoyed it.
I agree. Of all Walt Disney films, Winnie the Pooh is my favorite.
听下面的录音，回答第十三至第十六小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, Mr. Thompson. I'm Alexandra Jones.I want to ask you some questions about the project that you offer.
Yes, of course. Please fire away.
Has the project been effective in improving the environment?
Yes, absolutely. We have seen great results. Last year, we planted a small field of trees, and we have been measuring their oxygen output to see the benefits that they have provided to the environment.Our current goal is to plant a lot more tree species so that we can compare the benefits of each species. In order to do this, we need to get a lot more students involved in the project.
Well, the project sounds fascinating. I would definitely like to be involved.
Absolutely. Over the years, we have received funding from private investors and from selling shares, but the biggest improvement in our research came from a government fund that we received in the first year. This has greatly improved the organization, and we have since won prizes for our research.
Wow, how impressive! Hello, Mr. Thompson. I'm Alexandra Jones.I want to ask you some questions about the project that you offer.
Yes, of course. Please fire away.
Has the project been effective in improving the environment?
Yes, absolutely. We have seen great results. Last year, we planted a small field of trees, and we have been measuring their oxygen output to see the benefits that they have provided to the environment.Our current goal is to plant a lot more tree species so that we can compare the benefits of each species. In order to do this, we need to get a lot more students involved in the project.
Well, the project sounds fascinating. I would definitely like to be involved.
Absolutely. Over the years, we have received funding from private investors and from selling shares, but the biggest improvement in our research came from a government fund that we received in the first year. This has greatly improved the organization, and we have since won prizes for our research.
Wow, how impressive!
听下面的录音，回答第十七至第二十小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi everyone. I'm a weather forecaster, which means I study what happens in the atmosphere and the weather conditions that occur on Earth. People are always surprised to learn that forecasters aren't just involved in weather reporting on TV, but they could also work at a radio station too. I often get asked how I got interested in weather. Believe it or not, as a teenager, I became nervous of thunderstorms, and I'd often check the forecasts to see if any were coming. From there, my interest developed. If you are thinking of going into weather forecasting, there are some important skills you'll need. You have to be good at science, of course. The essential thing is having the ability to make sense of patterns. You won't go too far wrong with that. Another useful skill is being able to translate a forecast into something people at home can understand. Most weather experts study physics and math before going on to do a more specialized course in forecasting. My own way in was somewhat different, as I did a business degree before getting into television as a researcher. I moved around quite a lot at the TV station and eventually ended up in the weather department, where I did my training. Hi everyone. I'm a weather forecaster, which means I study what happens in the atmosphere and the weather conditions that occur on Earth. People are always surprised to learn that forecasters aren't just involved in weather reporting on TV, but they could also work at a radio station too. I often get asked how I got interested in weather. Believe it or not, as a teenager, I became nervous of thunderstorms, and I'd often check the forecasts to see if any were coming. From there, my interest developed. If you are thinking of going into weather forecasting, there are some important skills you'll need. You have to be good at science, of course. The essential thing is having the ability to make sense of patterns. You won't go too far wrong with that. Another useful skill is being able to translate a forecast into something people at home can understand. Most weather experts study physics and math before going on to do a more specialized course in forecasting. My own way in was somewhat different, as I did a business degree before getting into television as a researcher. I moved around quite a lot at the TV station and eventually ended up in the weather department, where I did my training.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。